Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. This is the Wednesday episode where we take a look at the weekly intuitive astrology and energies of January 8th through the 15th. And we have a lot of big astrology happening over the next 7 days. And we're going to start today's podcast with a very quick visual. And I was guided to give you this visual to help you feel strong, grounded, and clear, to remember who you are, to remember your strength and your power. And this is just a very quick visual where we're going to move through all 7 chakras. So start by visualizing your base root chakra as a very vibrant red, and it's spinning, 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 and the energy now moves up to your sacral chakra that is a bright orange, and it is vibrant, alive, strong. The energy now moves up to your solar plexus chakra that is bright yellow, as bright as the sun, beaming, proud, clear, confident. The energy moves up to your heart chakra, which is green, loving, kind, pure. Then we go up to your throat chakra. You see it as a beautiful, clear blue, a light blue that is able to communicate and share what it needs to say. The energy now goes up to your third eye chakra, a deeper blue, bold, very strong, aware of itself, aware of its own abilities. And then the energy goes up to your crown chakra, a lovely purple, also open, clear, alive, and connecting you to the higher realms. This very quick exercise brings you into awareness of your energy fields that are always within your power, within your control, and it's meant to ground you as we move through this very big astrology of January 2020. As we did this quick visualization, you might have felt one area of your energy field calling to you for greater awareness, for more time, for more clearing. If so, trust that and certainly come back to it as time allows so that you can connect with the messages that are waiting for you in that chakra. So let's begin with looking at the very big astrology over the next week. This is probably one of the biggest weeks of 2020. We have certainly entered into new energies, new potentials, new possibilities. And I've been talking about this big astrology for nearly a year now. So I'm not going to repeat myself, as I've shared a lot of information through various other podcasts and videos on YouTube. You can certainly check those out where I talk about the Saturn and Pluto Capricorn conjunction. I talk about the eclipse on January 10th at 20 degrees of Cancer. And we talk about other themes that have been moving us along. There is no rest for the weary. We have had to keep up a pace here that moves us into this new experience of ourselves and of the world. And so what we're also seeing is what is dissolving in a very clear way. Now, that's not an easy dissolving. I mean, it's like there's this sense of intensity here, a sense of, okay, this has to end. But I feel that for so many people who are awake and aware and of a higher consciousness, you're seeing things in a different way. And you're sensing that the energy is moving you forward because it's what you're choosing at a soul level. In other words, there's a part of you that is so ready for right now. And what we're doing right now is managing how we connect with our former consciousness. Former version of you would be viewing certain things in a lens that is no longer accurate for you. You could be wrestling with who you were and who you are becoming. You could be feeling a sense of what your old patterns are. When typically one thing happens in your life, you would go down a certain rabbit hole or you would view it in a certain way. And now you can see that you're actually stepping into these new perceptions, this new awareness of yourself. You're stepping into a new consciousness around your own energy. And this is quite exciting. This is a very big part of January, where you're meant to understand that you're going up higher, a higher viewpoint, a higher vantage point to see the world, to see yourself, to see your life from a new perspective that is about your higher consciousness now. So you could find yourself wrestling with your old perceptions and your new emerging perceptions. And if so, just be aware of it. Just understand, well, this is what's happening. Normally, I would have a lot of fear about this change or this part of my life. Or normally, I would, you know, feel this way. And you're probably understanding and tapping into that's no longer the case. You no longer have those same feelings on autopilot, or you no longer go into the same emotional cycle. There's something in you that's deeply, deeply changed. And part of the energy of right now is to honor this, to honor how much you have changed internally and how it's supporting you going forward. So I just want to bring that to your awareness, that this sense of who you were and who you are now, again, could be duking it out. You could have that internal push-pull about what you've always done versus what you need to do now, because you know this new part of you is really the pureness of who you are. It has a deeper connection to your soul. It has a deeper connection to your heart. It has a trueness to it. And that's where you're meant to stay open and stay curious to these new parts of you that are coming out and coming forth. Now, the astrology over the next week is quite a long list, so I'm going to move through it here, and you'll know what is meant for you because of, you know, how it taps into a deeper awareness of where you're at right now. So at this time, we have Jupiter conjunct the South Node at 7 degrees of Capricorn, and this energy moves until January 11th, and then Jupiter goes forward and the South Node goes backwards. So Jupiter conjunct the South Node, as I've mentioned in previous shows, is about a graduation. And Jupiter is meant to make you feel confident. It's a self-recognition. It's a sense of, look at what I've accomplished, look at how far I've come, and now I'm going on to the next chapter. I'm moving to those next goals, those next areas of life that I want to master and achieve in. This is the Capricorn energy. So Jupiter conjunct the South Node is showing you what's over. And this could also bring up some clear decisions. Okay, and this pertains to wrestling with your old self and your new self. That sense of, well, normally I would say yes, but Capricorn energy asks us to go slow and probably say no. So if you find yourself needing to say no, that is a very strong energy right now, not only with Jupiter conjunct the South Node of completions and moving forward, but also with Mercury in Capricorn traveling with the Sun. And that means Mercury is how we're thinking things through. And does this serve me for the long term? Is this really what I want? How does this support me? How does this connect with where I'm going, what I want, my goals? And it's important to be decisive in your energy right now and to make the decisions that are best for you, that are pragmatic and realistic, that are not emotional. And this is one of the energy signatures of this time, in that the planets are in the very clear energies of the earth signs. We only have Neptune and Pisces in a water sign. So it's removing the emotional decision making. It's removing how you feel and getting clear about what's real for you. And is it really what you want? So this could also be something to work through if you're an empath, if you're highly sensitive, if you're really concerned about other people's feelings. This is where you're taking responsibility for your life direction in a very powerful way. So don't be afraid to set yourself free from something that you really don't want to do, that really isn't a part of where you're going this year. And honor that if it's a no for you, then the other person or people or circumstances will be redirected to the right yes for them. The Capricorn energy can feel very responsible, and that can be done in a way that is mature and that we need to take responsibility for our lives. But this is about noticing that you're not responsible for everyone else and that they need to perhaps follow what's best for them with other solutions, directions, etc. So there's something about this energy that's asking you to contain your energy, contain what you commit to, be very clear with your words. And that's also the Mercury in Capricorn, which is all about that sense of I need to be communicating in a forthright manner that is respecting the other person, that is kind, that is clear, but is solid. And it's solid for you. So Mercury is traveling with the Sun over the next week. And our minds are being infused with a lot of energy. And that's the connection to the Sun. But that's also, I feel it as this clearing energy, where the energy comes through and shines a light on everything that's been tossing and turning and swishing around your head. And it's sort of like this light comes in, shines very brightly, and it filters out what you don't really want. The Capricorn energy brings in a focus, and I feel that this Sun in Capricorn traveling with Mercury is asking you to be decisive, to say no, to understand where you're going, understand where you've been, understand what matters to you in the long run, and to communicate that with respect, but also a sense of ownership. Ownership over your life, ownership over what you want, ownership over what is essential to you now. So this is very strong energy here that we are moving into new areas of life that require more of our energy and focus, and you can't dissipate yourself. You can't be spread in all these directions and have all these things pulling at you. It's important to look at where you feel grounded and clear and to put your energy there. Also at this time, and the bigger energy in play, is that Saturn and Pluto are now traveling together at 22 degrees of Capricorn. And they're going to be exactly conjunct on January 12th at 22 degrees, 48 minutes of Capricorn. And this is an energy that is so powerful that it has been in effect for a while, and it's coming in to focus. And this conjunction, as I've talked about on other shows, happens in usually a 32 to 37 year cycle. It is both the energy of a completion and a beginning. It's a reconnection energy between these two planets and what they have learned and gained over the past 37 years and what they are now beginning anew through this conjunction. So the conjunction is similar to the energy of a new moon, where there's an initiation of energies together, and then we look at, well, what's falling away? And that's the Pluto energy. Pluto in Capricorn is all about the power struggles, the control dynamics, who's in charge, leadership, what is permanently ending. Saturn is the responsibility. Saturn is timing, the god of timing, the understanding that now it is time for whatever has been hidden, whatever secrets, whatever's been behind the scenes to come out and come forth. And this is happening at a global level, at a global scale. And I believe that part of what the intention is between this conjunction of Saturn and Pluto is an understanding of humanity's evolution and higher consciousness, and how there are some tough truths about the world that are going to be coming out over the next year. There's a lot of energy with this conjunction that brings in a reality check. And so we're looking at, well, where does this affect me? And how does this show up in my life? And how is this important to me? Because at some level, we can see what's happening in the world, but it goes back to, well, the individual perspective of what is this doing in my life? And there's the energy of a review here over the last 37 years What about your life, your world, your career, your job, your profession has served its purpose? What about your journey in this lifetime is complete for you? Where you are ready to step into some new areas of your life, new areas of your job, work, profession, new areas of your soul growth. I feel like this is so big that these are energies that take a while to unfold. And so yes, they are strongest right now over the next week, but they last throughout 2020 for a number of reasons. And that's because of how Pluto will be going retrograde back to 22 degrees of Capricorn. It's because of how Mars is going to be in Aries later this year, and it's going to trigger these points, these 22, 23 degrees of Capricorn. We still have very big eclipses coming through this summer. So there's a lot happening that is going to keep us moving, keep us rocking and rolling with these energies of permanent change. At a soul level, the 22, 23 degrees of Capricorn in your natal astrology chart is where you signed up and were ready for this big, deep change in your life. And it's about tapping you into more of your power. And depending on how you've used your energy, how you've been responsible in your life, how you've done your work around your own growth, your own self-understanding, that can be a turning point energy where something you've really put a lot of time, effort, and energy into, it connects, it happens, something takes you to another level, another place, you're ready. And if by chance you haven't made those changes that have been pushing you in your life or you've resisted those changes, then this could be a time of breakdowns where the energies are changing so significantly that the universe is saying you can't go on this path anymore because it's not truly who you are. It's not truly what you are here to offer, share, and be in the world. And so those messages often come through very clearly too, because there's no longer the energy to sustain anything that's false. Again, this is a reality check energy. This is also how we take responsibility for our choices, for any karma, for any commitments we've made, anything that was not connected to our heart or to the truth of who we are. And so this is the universe saying that, well, you've gone down this path and now we need to do an abrupt turn here. And we're not going to let you go back to who you were. We're not going to let you keep going if you've avoided something, if you've resisted change. And this is where people experience very big life changes that seem out of the blue or seem perhaps scary, is that they haven't been tapping into deeper understandings of themselves. And this does pertain to how you view the universe. And if you view God, Source, Spirit, the universe as benevolent, kind, and loving, or you have more of a fear-based perception of the universe, this is where we're looking at, well, these are the choices I've made, but now I'm ready to step into the truth of who I am. And Pluto is part of this energy in our lives. Pluto is about our soul's evolution, what you're here to move through, where you are here to step into a new sense of truth in yourself, and it can show up as how you've given your power away. And this can be a big theme for many light workers and healers, is that you have given your power away because you saw the best in someone, or you idealized them, or you saw them for who you thought they were, not the reality of who they are at this time. So we remove the idealizing, we remove the fantasy version, and we now claim what is true for you. You claim your power, you claim that understanding that everyone's on their own journey and you don't have the control over their choices. And in fact, it's not your responsibility. It would be as if to say that your soul is more powerful than their soul, and that certainly is not the case. So this is a claiming of your power, a claiming of your responsibility. It's an understanding of accepting someone for where they are at, who they are, and what they're choosing. It's allowing someone to go on their own path that may be filled with certain choices or consequences or outcomes that they are equipped to handle. So what you're being asked to do is to see the reality of others and to accept that alongside their soul's energy, that there could be numerous reasons why someone is making certain choices or choosing a certain direction. And lightworkers, starseeds, healers tend to have very big hearts. And you want to help people, or you want to save people, or you want to do something to support them. But that is no longer the case. What you are actually doing is stepping into the responsibility of for yourself, which is your true power, and allowing them to do the same. If they choose, if they want to, and on their own timeline. And I know this is very hard with kids. If you have children that are, say, teenagers, grown adults, any age, you want the best for them. This can be true for your family members. This can be true for friends or for a spouse or a partner. Essentially, anyone in your life that you care about, you want the best for them. But the best thing you can do is see them for who they really are, and accept and love them for who they really are. And if you need a visualization right now, what you can do is send them light, see them surrounded by light, see them walking with angels, see them walking with guides or spiritual beings. You can, of course, pray for them, send them love. It's the energetics that you can send them, but you can't do anything about their free will, their soul growth, or some things that they need to work out on their own. Separation is a hard thing for our hearts. When you have to separate from a loved one or separate from someone that you really want to support and help, but what you're doing is you're honoring them. You're honoring them, you're loving them, you're saying, okay, whatever you're choosing or needing to do right now, I know you've got this because I believe in your soul's wisdom and that you can handle this. I mean, it's the typical hero's journey. The hero's journey actually pertains to all of us, regardless of your sex or gender. And it's where you go out into the world to embark on something that is going to form you, that is going to change you, that's going to permanently shift you into a new sense of self. And the hero's journey is something where you come up against your biggest fears, where you have to go through something alone. You are tested, you are challenged, but ultimately, as you move through these phases, you rise up into more of your power. You see what you're made of. You see who you really are. And you understand that everything that tested you or held you back or was really challenging only brought you greater clarity and strength. So the energy of Pluto is the energy of the hero's journey. It's also the energy of the heroine's journey, which I talk about in my book, The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness, and the 11 phases that we go through. And the heroine's journey is the internal experience of ourselves. It's the emotional, spiritual, intuitive process we go through as we move through very deep, permanent life changes. So you have the hero's journey, which is external, the heroine's journey that's internal. And we all experience these. We might not be conscious of it, but all of it is showing us the truth of our soul, the truth of who we are in human form, what we can handle, what we're about, how we're made to change. We are made to keep going. We are made to experience these tests and the turbulence that goes alongside it. So understand that whatever might be happening for you during this next week and during this time on the planet, it is quite exciting at a soul level because you're embarking on new parts of yourself that perhaps you were not able to experience in other lifetimes. And if you can approach it from that soul perspective, it's going to feel invigorating and empowering, and you're going to be ready and understand the bigger timeline here, that I wasn't able to do this in a previous lifetime, but I am ready now. I am ready to do this. And ready or not, it's happening anyways. So we have Saturn conjunct Pluto exact at 22 degrees, 48 minutes of Capricorn. And that is happening on January 12th. Also that day, we have Mercury conjunct Saturn and Pluto. And Mercury, the messenger, the storyteller, the information, announcements, big decisions. This can certainly be about anything in the business world being announced. This is a very big communication energy. When Mercury is conjunct these outer planets, there's also a decisiveness here, as I mentioned earlier in the show, where this Mercury in Capricorn is asking you to choose wisely. Choose wisely what serves you going forward, and trust yourself, trust your body. Body consciousness is very wise, and it's the parts of you where when you sit in your body's energy, you can feel when you want something and when you don't. And this is an ongoing practice, and it works differently for everybody, but it's something that we all have. The body consciousness to say, I really want to do that. And you're energized and you feel like, yes, I'm going to go for it, or I want this, versus sitting on the couch, you can't move, you have nothing to give, nothing that you connect with. Well, that's probably a no. So the body consciousness right now could be quite clear for you. On that note, Mars, associated with the energy of our physical vitality, is in the early degrees of Sagittarius right now, traveling by himself. Mars is a bit rogue at the moment as he moves through the first decan of Sagittarius. And he is kind of a wanderer and he's a seeker. And this is where he's left to his own devices when he is unaspected by the other transiting planets. Now keep in mind, Mars in Sagittarius could be aspecting one of your natal planets, which can be both energizing and motivating, or can incite anger and a strong frustration or reaction. Mars is traveling from 3 degrees of Sagittarius to 8 degrees of Sagittarius over the next week. So 3 degrees to 8 degrees of Sag. And this is a Mars who is actually energized being on his own, because Sagittarius is very independent and very restless and doesn't want commitments. Like, let me do my own thing. Let me travel on my own timeline and follow what uplifts me. So this is giving us some strength right now, as well as the need to trust the body and where your body goes, and again, where you feel energized at this time. So keep an eye on what your body is telling you, because it might give you different information than your mind. So we have body consciousness, and then we have the cerebral processing and how we think about things and the information we take in and how we use it to understand what's happening and what's going on. So two different functions are happening simultaneously, as they are all the time. But in the astrology of it, Mars in Sag is our body, and this strong Mercury in Capricorn connecting with the Sun, Saturn, and Pluto is our mind. So the seriousness is very real, but you're meant to tap into the Mars in Sagittarius to understand what you have the energy for, where you want to go. So moving on here, January 13th, another very big day, as the Sun will be conjunct both Saturn and Pluto at 22 degrees of Capricorn. So what we have here is a big story that's really unfolding over the next number of days. When the sun is conjunct Saturn and Pluto, that sun brings in new consciousness, new light, new warmth to the energy of the January 10th Cancer lunar eclipse. It's almost like this domino of energy here. And I feel it. I know dominoes fall, but what I'm seeing is like there's this very clear story that's going into next week. So on January 10th, we have the Cancer full moon lunar eclipse. And I'm sorry, I didn't start with that when I was going through these dates. I think it's because I've been talking about it so much that I forgot that date. So the January 10th full moon lunar eclipse is very emotional, very big. It's where the moon is at 20 degrees of Cancer, opposing Team Capricorn, where you have Mercury, Sun, Saturn, Pluto, all together between 20 and 22 degrees of Capricorn. Ceres is also in there. And this is the energy of big changes happening and how this Cancer part of us wants to feel safe and wants to have a place to go, to process it all, to understand what's changing, the big revelations, the big secrets, what is unfolding in the world at large, and how it feels to us personally. Then on January 11th, the Sun and Mercury are still conjunct at 21 degrees, approaching Saturn and Pluto at 22 degrees of Capricorn. We also have Uranus stationing direct. So there's just so much happening here within a number of days. And that's why this is so significant. The energies are so big and also so rare, because any of these events could happen by themselves. Uranus could station direct any time of the year. Saturn and Pluto could be conjunct any time of the year. So we have triple whammy of energies unfolding over the weekend. And then it leads to these energies of January 12th with the exact Saturn-Pluto conjunction, followed by January 13th, Sun conjunct Saturn, Sun conjunct Pluto at 22 degrees of Capricorn. And it could feel like a lot. And I'm feeling like there are breakdowns happening. I'm actually seeing a breakdown at a cellular level within, I'm just seeing it in bones, like bone marrow. And I don't mean that everyone's going to fall and break a bone, although you need to be very, very careful right now and ensure that you're being very safe. You know, you don't want to slip on ice. You don't want to fall. Be very aware of the structures of your body, because this is what Capricorn rules. The knees, the joints, the spine, the teeth, the bones. Capricorn rules all of this. And so what I'm feeling energetically, I mean this energetically, is that the cellular energies within us are having a very big turnover. And the turnover is happening throughout January, but especially over this next week. It's why the body consciousness is so important, because your body is going to start talking to you and giving you more information. And I feel like there's this turnover at a cellular level of what no longer is needed, what no longer resonates. This is a big flushing out, a big purging, a big release. It could feel like you're exhausted. It could feel like you're really hungry, that you keep eating. You need more water. You need more nutrients. There's a sense that our physical bodies are undergoing this massive renovation, this massive change. And I feel like it's related to some new energies from the sun. And this is where it's starting to feel more cosmic, is that whatever is transpiring in the galaxy is influencing the sun, and that light codes, neutrinos, the energy that we receive from the sun that's coming into us is new, is a new energy, is a new, I'm seeing it as these new light, they look like snowflakes, and they're new, and they're coming in to our physical presence in a way that you wouldn't see, but that you certainly feel. And it's talking to the body and readjusting our physical selves. So be aware of what messages you're receiving and feeling from your physical self. And I would expect it to be new information, new understanding. It could be new food cravings. It could be a change in your diet. It could be a need to do something differently with exercise or movement. Our bodies are adjusting to this influx of energy, and our bodies are needing different forms of support. This is also how you stay in your power, is that you take care of yourself and honor what is coming through for you intuitively and the changes that you're ready to make. Capricorn is an energy of initiation. It's a new beginning. And we are essentially understanding what we're ready to embark on now based on everything you've accumulated and learned over the past number of years. So there is a newness here that needs to be honored. I also feel the energy of fortification, meaning the body is changing in order to feel strong and fortified for the bigger energetic waves that are coming throughout 2020. So you could start some new habits right now that are better for you. You could be drawn to some new healing tools, vitamins, minerals, anything that supports what the body is craving and what supports the body. And I mean that in the healthy cravings. And I feel like there's something here that's really essential, because the energies are changing so big on the planet that if our bodies don't adjust as well, we're going to feel wiped out, right? So it makes sense. It's quite logical that our bodies would be tapping into these new evolving needs. So be aware of that. Stay aware of what your body is asking you to try, and that you could even be getting some intuitive messages around that. For example, magnesium can be very beneficial at this time for the support that it offers. It offers the bones, the immune system, just what your body needs to process, food, aromatherapy, essential oils, anything like that can also be a wonderful way to work with your energy and to practice calming the mind, calming your energy field, calming down any anxiety you maybe experience around uncertainty or unknowns of what's happening on the planet, where we're going, what's unfolding. All of that is something that you're meant to take responsibility for. Take responsibility for your energy, for your needs, and for how to care for yourself during these very big times. We're going to have a nice supportive change on January 14th when Venus enters Pisces. And this is a calming, relaxing energy. This is where you could find it easier to meditate, for example. When Venus enters Pisces, there's a kindness and the desire to calm, to come back to self, to understand what you need and to how to care for yourself in a way that allows you to relax. Pisces is the energy of escapism. It's the energy of where we go outside of the physical world. So when Venus enters Pisces on January 14th, I feel like there's going to be an urge here to take care of ourselves in a very loving manner. So look at what is coming up for you that you're ready to integrate into your life. Feel this, like I'm getting the image of essential oils and lotions, you know, anything that helps relax the overworking mind. This is also a calming of the body. So I guess this show has a certain theme to it, right? Where we're really integrating into our physical selves all the big energy changes that are happening. We're trusting our body more. We're tapping into our body's consciousness. We're getting out of our mind, because there's a heaviness in the mind as this Mercury in Capricorn undergoes very big conjunctions to Saturn and Pluto. there's a sense of coming back to your heart, coming back to what you've learned and acquired, and not being in the physical world too much, not being in the 3D matrix too much. This can be easier said than done, considering all the information that's going around, all the focus on what's happening in the world, but you're tapping into your own soul's knowingness. Your soul's knowingness is here. And if you recall, last week we talked about the downloads coming in and the arrival of new guides. And I saw these guides as elders, ancient wisdom that are here to help you with your decision making at this time and with your soul's growth. And I had that visual of five energies, five beings around a very beautiful ancient, I saw it as like a tree table. So trust that you have guidance should you request it, should you ask for the support now, but know that you're traveling with the guidance of your body consciousness and that there are new energies coming in that we are navigating together, but you're navigating it now with the emergence of who you are. So you're navigating it with a new higher consciousness, not your old previous consciousness. So honor these new energies, honor the changes, honor the sense that you're ready for what is unfolding now and that you are embarking on a journey that you're meant for, that there's something at a soul level. Like, I feel this soul energy is very excited, as very much about the ability to manifest and create something that it wasn't time for previously. It wasn't time on your journey. It wasn't time on the planet. It wasn't time, but now it's time. And that's part of the gifts of this strong Saturn in Capricorn energy, is that Saturn says it's time. So trust this in yourself, that there is a timing in how things play out and that now you are more equipped than ever before to venture forward and to go into this next chapter. It's a very big season of change. Individually, collectively, and globally, it's a season of change. And so the more that we can step into that willingness for change, the more that we will be in alignment with what shows up next. You can also follow these energies and transits in your natal astrology chart even better through my monthly webinars that are brand new this year. And I put these together so that you understand what's happening in your chart. The January monthly webinar is now live. And if you use coupon code Capricorn, you can get it for $11. It's the full month. It talks about more of these eclipse energies in your chart. And then it talks about what happens as we move into Aquarius season. The sun enters Aquarius on January 20th. And that will be a nice electrifying change as we move away from some of the intensity of the Capricorn energies. So these monthly webinars are designed to help you understand what's coming up for you, to make the best choices, to stay in your power, and to understand what you at a soul level are here to navigate and move through. Because these are very big energies that are working with all of us. Even if you don't have anything in Capricorn, even if it doesn't look like there's any direct aspects happening for you, we all feel it. We're all a part of this. And the more that you take ownership over yourself and your life, the more empowered you're going to feel about how 2020 will unfold. So thank you so much for joining me, friends. I appreciate your time and energy every week as I do this podcast. You can find out more about my 10 books at ConsciousCoolChic.com. And over at MollyMcCord.online, I offer a variety of business development resources for healers, lightworkers, starseeds, anyone who is here to share their gifts in the world. You'll find a video library with practical business tips, time management guidance, and hopefully other ways that will support you sharing your soul mission work in the world. So thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back on Monday with a new podcast episode. I wish you the very best as we navigate these big energies, and do keep in mind that I have a number of videos for you on YouTube talking more about the specifics of this Cancer full moon lunar eclipse, as well as the strong energies of that Saturn, Pluto, and Capricorn conjunction. And know that you travel with your power. You travel with your power, you travel with your choices, and you are being guided right now to step into even more of your soul mastery. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you back here really soon. Take good care.